them as well. Now, 12 of Clare's community organisations have come together with the support of Clare County Council to help underrepresented communities get registered to vote. This is in advance of course, the local and European elections, which are taking place on the 7th of June. And efforts have taken place over the last number of weeks and will continue with people from these groups helping various communities to register to vote. And for more on all of this, I'm joined in studio by Sarah Clancy from the Clare Public Participation Network and also by Alina Sinkova, who's Community Development Worker with Clare Local Development Company. And you're both very welcome to studio. Thanks very much for coming in.
Thanks, Alan. Good morning.
And good morning to both of you. Sarah, can you tell us a little bit about how this collaboration between all these various community organisations and the local authority to promote voter registration, again, amongst underrepresented communities came about?
I can, Alan. It's actually, it's no credit to us for the first part, is a small group, a voluntary group set up based in Dublin, and they decided they would set up an annual day called National Voter Registration Day, which is going to be April the 30th. That was started by three different people, and they're all from migrant backgrounds, and they were concerned a little bit that people didn't know that, first of all, that they could be involved in the democratic process, and second of all, that if information didn't go out to them from their peer groups, that they might not come across the information. So that's something we were in contact. They contacted us. Amanda Major, who's a local election candidate here in Clare, she telephoned us and she said, "You need to be involved in this." And they immediately said, "We can't have any candidates involved. It has to be neutral." So we're doing a voter registration initiative, and once we register people, they can then vote for whoever they want. We're just getting them on the register first. So we came together, all of the people who were interested in Clare, in the groups came together, and we were considering about whether we could do a big blitz day on April the 30th, and we decided that between us that wouldn't work really well, that actually we needed a bit more time, because given how dispersed migrant communities are and different communities that might have a difficulty in registering to vote, given how dispersed they are around Clare, we thought we would be much better off to begin. And so we began a few weeks back as part of our normal work when we're doing outreach, including in that an invitation, including information about how people can register to vote, who is entitled to vote in what elections. And so that has been ongoing for a couple of weeks. I can give you a list of the organisations, but it's a big mouthful. But it is good. Yeah. You know, it is really good, just in terms of that, you know, it's the community and Clare is extending an invitation to everybody else in the community in Clare to go have your voice heard here, particularly in the local elections. Mm.
And it's interesting that, like, yeah, you know, there's too many to mention, as I said, there's 12 of them, but that you've so many stakeholders involved, but in something like this, you know, there could almost be a case of too many cooks spoil the broth, but it is working fairly seamlessly.
Yeah. So the PPN who I'm involved with, we pulled it together mostly, you know, we held the meetings and we did the training about the voter registration, but, you know, in the organisations I'm talking about, they're like Clare Immigrant Support Centre, Clare Leader Forum, Queer Clare, the LGBTQ group, the West Clare Family Resource Centre. The main thing is everybody that we were speaking to is already doing certain aspects of outreach to the different communities. So we were just adding another string to the things that they were doing. So they could be going out doing employment supports. They could be going out doing, do you have a PPS number? So it's just adding an extra piece of information. And it's, okay, you know, it's working really well, although the workload is, we're the ones in the PPN, we're the ones talking about it, but so far we're the ones that have done the least outreach. So we're getting the credit, but not doing the work at the moment.
I suspect you may have talked yourself into some extra work there, Sarah, considering this is going to be continuing into May. Alina, it seems like a great initiative. Why is it important that this is happening, that people from all walks of life, people, new arrivals in the country and so on, are made aware that they can have a voice and have a say in their community and what happens?
I think that it's very important, because it's good that Ireland has this opportunity, this option for people which come here. As you know, there are more than 3,700 Ukrainians only here in Clare. It's a huge percent of people which live here. So they it's very good that they have their choice and that they can give their voice for somebody whom they trust, for example. Because it's our responsibility for our life when we voting for somebody, it will affect our future life.
Yeah, it will affect your future. And, you know, some people can settle into a new country very quickly. Others might struggle a bit more. Having a say and being able to vote in elections, can it help with integration because you're getting buy-in to your new country and having a say in what direction it goes in?
Yes, and for people when they come, they and take part in this election, they must know candidates. They must understand what happened in this country, and it's a huge process. And as you know, the migrants and refugees, Ukrainians, they have a huge problem with in their life in this moment when they try to organize their life, and they need time to get known of all these candidates, and it can be hard to these communities too.
Okay, so I mean, Sarah, this is continuing for quite a while yet. Into next month, you'll be visiting emergency accommodation, direct provision centres, day services and so on. There will also be public stalls that are going to be in Ennis and Shannon on National Voter Registration Day. For those who aren't aware of this day, tell them when it is and what's going to be happening
so,
around those.
In National Voter Registration Day is next Tuesday, the 30th of April, and we'll be doing stalls in Shannon Town Centre and in Clare Museum, and we'll be doing those from 4 p.m. until 8 in the evening. That's just in case people are at work. And what we'll be doing at those stalls is we'll basically be helping out anybody who needs a hand to check the register or to get registered to vote. That doesn't matter, you know, if you're Irish, it doesn't matter whether you're from a migrant background, it doesn't matter. Just maybe you might have been having difficulty. We'll have volunteers with flyers, handing out flyers with the QR code that'll bring you to the checktheregister.ie to get registered. And so just, and also everybody who's volunteering will have the information about who can vote in which election, you know, what you need to do if you want to change your address. So we'll it's basically just to give a handout, a reminder and a handout on the day, and that's happening on the 30th of April. As we did discuss already, you know, this is not while migrant communities are a target of this initiative for the local elections in particular, we'd also kind of recommend that everybody in Clare, that they go on to there's a new voter registration process that has been established, and that they just go on and check that they are on the register, particularly anyone who's changed their citizenship. So say, for example, you know, the national elections are coming up, nobody knows when yet, but they're coming up pretty soon, and just that, you know, both British and Irish citizens can vote in national elections, but only if you're on the register. So your eligibility, it doesn't matter which election you're eligible for unless you've actually registered. So this, we're hoping that once we get people on the register, whatever background that they're from or whatever their community that they're from, that they'll be up, you know, we'll be doing our best to keep as many people engaged in the democratic process in Clare as possible. We'll hopefully be asking the candidates then, the candidates, to make sure that they reach out to the new communities and to communities that they mightn't have thought of before. And just to put it across the bows, that we estimate that there are probably 2,500 votes amongst the Ukrainian community in Clare.
There's, you can probably, be sure that if you flag that up to them, they'd be only too happy to
flag this up as well, that there's probably around about 500 votes in the international protection system in Clare. These are, I'm estimating, the number of adults.
Okay.
Again, the traveller community, there are around about 1,000 travellers in Clare, and of those, around about 50% of those would be over 18 and eligible to vote. And one of the other groups that sometimes gets left out are disabled people who might have difficulty in accessing either polling stations or accessing the information. And so we'd be just asking the candidates to make sure you reach out if possible, and, you know, drop your information to the centres, drop it to the hotels, put it in, because they're, you know, one of the things we would struggle, you know, as community organisations, we would struggle to do the voter education around who's running and what they stand for, because everybody would argue with us once we, you know, if we were trying to describe them, we would surely describe them wrong.
They might take umbrage with that.
So they need to describe themselves to the communities that are eligible to vote. Now, we will be, once we're finished the registration part, we will be trying to do some voter education initiatives, you know, some Zooms and just really basic, but we definitely won't be able to describe what all the candidates running in all the elections stand for without someone suing us, I think.
There's just so many of them across the locals and Europeans as well. Yeah. Okay, well, look, at a great initiative and great to, I suppose, widen the net in terms of those that can vote, and, as I say, help with people having buy-in to their new surroundings as well. We have to leave it there.